You are, sir.
Okay. So from 1938 to 2020, people have been making movies about magic, but here's a list of movies with magic. Aladdin, Mary Poppins, Harry Potter, Frozen, onward, and the list goes on and on. So here's some verses of magic. Turn your Bible to Exodus 22, verse 18. All right, verse 18. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. So witches have magic. They practice magic. They use magic. In school, I learned about a thing called a witch doctor. She had rituals that she used to try to heal people with magic, but magic can't heal no one. Jesus is the only thing that can heal people. And the Bible says, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. So, and Saul, he went to a witch. So, go to Deuteronomy chapter 18.
You're not thinking about anybody in this building, are you? You're not thinking about anybody.
All right, let's start at verse 9. When thou art come unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of time, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a nincompoopancer. Go to 1 Samuel 15, 23. And all the country wept with a loud voice, and all the people passed over. The king also himself passed over the brook Kidron. Huh? Oh, I'm on 2 Samuel. My bad. Okay. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. He hath also rejected thee from being king. Go to Ephesians 6:1.
Uh-oh. Amen. Now you get down to
children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Rebellion is like to rebel against something, to like not listen to your parents. And if listening to your parents isn't wrong, then witchcraft is definitely wrong. So go to 2 Corinthians 30. Yeah, 2 Corinthians 33:6. Or Chronicles, I don't know. Yeah, I think it's 2 Chronicles. And he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Also, he observed times and used enchantments and also witchcraft and dealt with a familiar spirit and with wizards. He wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger.
That's Hezekiah's son, Manasseh.
All that stuff provoked the Lord to anger. And all these movies have magic in it, and they're just and people watch it, and people line up in the movie theaters to watch it, but that's provoking the Lord. Amen. So go to Galatians 20.
Amen, brother.
20. Yeah, 5:20. Oh, yeah. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditious, heresies, envies, murder, drunkenness, revelings, such like of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So go to Micah 5 and start at verse 11. Oh, Micah 5. Keep getting mixed up. Micah 5, verse 11, I think. Okay. And I will cut off the cities of thy lands and throw down all thy strongholds, and I will cut off the witchcrafts out of thine hand, and thou shalt have no more soothsayers. So a soothsayer is someone who uses magic to predict the future. But really, you cannot predict the future. Only Jesus Christ can predict the future. Now, go to Nahum chapter 3, verse 4. Because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlot, the mistress of the witchcraft, that selleth nations through her whoredoms and families through her witchcrafts. And I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will deliver thy skirts upon thy face, and I will show the nations of thy nakedness and the kingdoms thy shame. So witchcraft and magic are the same thing. They both, witchcraft is basically using magic, but magic is wrong. There's no, people say there's good magic and bad magic, but all the magic is bad. Yeah. Now, the definition of magic is having seemingly supernatural powers, and there's so many things in the Bible about magic, I couldn't write down all of it, and that's what Webster's Dictionary said. So I hope you didn't believe what I said. I hope you just believe what the Bible says.
Amen.